Good morning.
Good morning.
You all have a great Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that you're here today after Thanksgiving. And we also had a good Thanksgiving with our families, and God has given us one more year to celebrate His faithfulness in our lives. Looking back, everything that He has done in our lives, is this a time to give thanks? And thank you for joining here and also online on our worship service here today. Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church. And today is the first Sunday of Advent. That means we are waiting for the Christmas celebration coming in 4 weeks. Sorry, it was on mute. And we look forward to the season of Advent. We will celebrate that by lighting the candles on each 4 Sundays of the Advent season, and then we will have the Christmas Day celebration will light the Christ candle. So that is the celebration of Advent that we'll be doing. Today is also the celebration Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, that we celebrate our blessings of the month, or graduations, anniversaries, and birthdays, or anything that you want to celebrate as a blessing and give thanks to God. And then we will have a special prayer, and also we'll have lunch after service. And I know there's a lot of food. And I was told that the refrigerator is running out of space. I'm sure it's all the leftovers from Thanksgiving too. So anyway, please join after service for the lunch and the fellowship hall. And if you have bulletin, please turn with me to the second page. Those are the regular announcements that we have here. Our food bank ministry continues. If you want to donate to that ministry, please donate in cash or in kind. You can bring the items and drop it in the bin at the back. And the books available here are sale also for our mission work. Our third Thursday luncheon will be on December 18th at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. Join that for a time of lunch and fellowship. And our holiday donations, I mentioned this year we have 2 families that we have identified that needs help from us with food, clothing, and rent. So we are planning to raise about $600 to help them out with that. Please donate in cash or in kind. And there's a list of children that we want to buy gifts for Christmas, for 12 kids that we need to give gifts. And I put a blue sheet of paper there like this with all the kids and their names and boy or girl there. So if you want to donate to that boy, you can sign it up and put it in the offering plate, your name next to it, to sponsor one child in cash or in any item that you want to bring. Just put that your item that you want to bring there so we can check it off from the list. So we have 12 children that we plan to support and give gifts during this Christmas season. Hello. All are invited for the lunch after service today. We will have a Christmas special service on December 21st, the Sunday just before Christmas, and we will have a combined service with the Hispanic ministry on that day. Do we want to do the monthly luncheon on that Sunday, or do we want to do it on the last Sunday, which is better?
We won't be here the last Sunday. So.
You won't?
Yeah.
So we'll do the Sunday that we celebrate Christmas.
So in
December we will do the luncheon on December 21st, not the last Sunday, but the Sunday before Christmas. We'll have a special service, and Wayne and the Hispanic folks are working together to have some special music. And also we will give out the gifts and the donations to the families during that service on the 21st here at the service time. The Christmas Eve is on Wednesday, the 24th. 25th is the Christmas on Thursday. So if we are a few people, we want to do the Christmas Eve service. I don't know how many of you will be available on that night. We have done it the last several years. So let us know. If you have a few people, we'd like to do that with a candlelight service. So how many of you think you will be out of town? Or
we
won't
do a family thing on the
24th.
On the 24th.
Yeah, many of you have family events too. So we'll play by the ear as we get closer. And if we have a few people, we'll do. Wayne, are you going to be available? You don't know?
I doubt it.
Yeah. You doubt it?
I doubt it.
Okay. All right, then we'll figure out something. Okay. Then the next year, almost 2026, right before us, Sunday, January 4th will be the first Sunday of the month. We'll have Holy Communion. And God has been good to us during those past year as well. So let us be thankful for everything that God has done in our lives. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of this church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work God has given to do this in this community, to be a blessing for others who are in need. So let us do our part that God has given us to do faithfully. We take our donations on our website in electronic means, so please use that facility. Many of you have been using that already, so please continue to use that. Those are the announcements that I have. If anybody has any other special announcements, call it out now, or we can continue with our service. If there are no other announcements, let us worship. Continue to worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 189, When Morning Gilds the Skies.
185.
Okay, sorry. Christ be praised, alike at work and prayer, to Jesus I repair, may Jesus Christ be praised. The night becomes as day, when from the heart may Jesus Christ be praised. The parts of darkness fear, when this sweet chant they hear, may Jesus Christ.
Christ be praised, in hands eternal bliss. The loveliest train is this. May Jesus Christ be praised. Be this while life is mine, my canticle divine. May Jesus Christ be praised. Be this the eternal song, through all the ages long. May Jesus Christ be praised.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to worship you as your children in this church and also online. We thank you for your manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day. We have gathered here to worship you, the Lord who came to this world from heaven, and we celebrate the joy of Advent as we start the season of Advent now. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Christ you have shown us the great love of God through a human life in this world, who suffered and died and rose from the dead. God of eternity, we adore you for your marvelous works and the wonderful ways that you have redeemed us. Even when we were yet sinners, you loved us, O God. We thank you for this, your presence in our midst today. Help us to worship you in truth and spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. We thank you that you brought us here today with good health and strength in our bodies. We also thank you for the people who are listening in various ways online as well. We pray that your blessings be upon them as well, O God. Bless us today with your presence and touch us, each one of us, according to our needs and desires of our hearts. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Congregation choice this week is another of Chuck's favorites, Amazing Grace. We're going to do verses 1, 2, and the last verse. Then we're going to modulate into a different key and do Lou's favorite praise chorus, Praise God. Please stand and join us.
Amen.
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 Please be seated. We'll do the Advent candle lighting now. Miss Linda will come forward, and then we'll light the Advent candle and say the prayer of hope today. Thank you. Let us pray. God of hope, thank you that in your great mercy you have given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. As we light the candle of hope, may we understand that we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. We find the hope of the glory of God, and that we can even glory in our sufferings. We know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. As the prophet Isaiah said, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will have hope. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Now the responsive reading is taken from Psalm 122, verses 1 through 9. It is on page 845. It will be on the screen as well.
I was glad when they said to me,
please stand if you are able. Okay.
Let us go to the house of the Lord.
Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is built as a city and is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to give thanks to the name of the Lord as was decreed for Israel.
Thrones for judgment were set there, the thrones of the house of David.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers.
For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you.
For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your good. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. This is a time our we share our prayers of blessings as well as our concerns together before we go sharing our regular prayer requests. Are there any celebrations that anybody want to call out? Birthday, anniversary? Yes. Your birthday today, and you have to sing it, right? Then definitely we'll sing twice. All right, Robert.
That's good.
That's the happy birthday. You can do it there.
Let me get the music.
Okay. Turn with to the back of the bulletins. We have those regular prayer requests at the back. In those boxes listed there, please continue to pray for these people in your regular prayers. And these people and these items listed there. Especially the ones that are highlighted there for Jeff Pittman, Sean and Amy Conway, Ruth Thompson, please pray for their healing. And also pray for continued mercies for Jean McBrayer, Grace Sainz, Harry Basil, Carol Clements, Jerry Raines. Remember our service workers during our holiday season particularly. Let us be thankful for their services, military, fire, police, grocery clerks, delivery people, many, many others, construction workers who serve us behind the scenes on a daily basis. Let us remember them in our prayers and also their families, that God will bless them, especially during this time of the season of the year, that God will keep them safe and their families safe. Pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions, that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions. Pray for world leaders and world peace, that they will fear God also when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world. Let's also pray for those people who are affected by the wars in Middle East and Ukraine and many other parts of the world, that God will bring peace to those areas, and also the leaders will have the wisdom to have the right talks about the peace during that in those areas. Let's also pray for our church, that God has given us this time in this community to do His work. Let us pray that God will give us the wisdom and the faithfulness to do the work that He has given us to do. Let us remember all the churches in this community, pastors, the ministers, leaders of the churches, that we are working together in this area to serve this community. Also pray for the world church at large. In many parts of the world, missionaries and other churches are working to spread the love of Jesus. Let us remember them in our prayers also. Those are the prayer requests that I have to share as a regular prayer request. Are there any other special call-outs, any special prayer requests? If not, we'll go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer at the end. Let us pray. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Gracious and merciful God, we come before You, trusting in Your promises that You answer all of our prayers according to Your time and Your will. Thank You for the gift of life, along with the many blessings that You shower upon us, O God. Even when we have been unfaithful, You have been faithful to us, O God. Thank You for the many blessings that You shower upon us every day. And You keep us safe, covering us with Your protection, even when we are not aware of it. We thank You again for Your presence in our lives. Above all, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us so we could become Your children and share eternity with You. God, You are the source of all good things and who desire only good for us. We seek Your presence in our burdens and in our concerns also, O God. Many of us are broken in many different ways, in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirits. We look up to You for our healing in our bodies, O God, especially the ones that we have named here, Jeff Whitman and Sean and Amy Conway and Ruth Thompson. As we pray together, Lord, we pray that You will touch them with Your healing hand and heal them, Lord. Above all, we pray for peace for them and their families. We pray for the continued mercies upon Jean McBrayer and Grace Sainz, Harry Basil, Carol Clements, Jerry Raines, and many others. We pray for Your grace upon them and support them during their weak times and the troubled times of their lives. We also pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us behind the scenes to make our life comfortable every day. At this time, we thank you, God, for them and their services that they do. We also lift them up and their families before you, O God, during this holiday season. Bless them with your grace and bless their families with your grace and peace. We pray for our nation, our president, our leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. Give them the wisdom, O God, from above, that they will be humble before God, and when they make decisions, will bring peace and unity and prosperity to our nation. We pray for the world leaders also, when they make decisions, that they will fear God and make decisions that will bring peace. Especially we pray for those people who are affected by the wars in many parts of the world. Bless them, O God. Help them to understand that there is hope in God, because he is the Prince of Peace who came to this world to give us peace. We pray for our church and thank you for the opportunity that you have given us in this community to serve you. Help us to be faithful in using the opportunities that you have given us to continue to do your work in this community. We pray for all the churches around this area, pastors and ministers and leaders in various ways working to serve and share your love. We pray for all of those churches and missionaries and other organizations that are working around the world to spread the gospel in various parts, especially in very difficult situations in many parts of the world. Strengthen them, God, with your power of the Holy Spirit, and bless them with your grace every day to continue to do the work. We thank you again for your presence in our midst today. Help us to, Lord, worship you in truth and in spirit. Open our hearts and our minds to listen to your word so that we can be blessed by the power of your word today. May everything that we do here in our singing, in our prayers, in our meditation of the word bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please.
For the doxology. Father, thank you for this lovely day that we get to all gather here together and celebrate who you are, and we thank you for every good gift that you give us, and we give some of that back, and we just pray that you bless this offering to your use. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for the scripture reading. Today comes from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commandments. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world, only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood, and is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Thank you, Lisa, for reading that. Even with your cold, you stepped up and sang and also read the scripture. Thank you for doing that. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your presence through your word in our midst. The word that came in flesh and life lived among us. Help us to open our hearts to experience the life and power of your word today. Humble our hearts, O God. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message that we hear today. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve, the eternal life, and help us to always be thankful for that. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are coming to the close of the study that we have started with the non-Pauline letters that were not written by Paul. So this is the last one, the letter written by John, who wrote the Gospel of John also. So he wrote three letters, and here we come to the first letter, and we close here with that, and then we go to the Christmas story starting next week. So I wanted to close our study on the doctrines that we started several weeks ago, how our doctrines and our faith are rooted in the divinity of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is God. And he has always been God, and he is eternally the Son of God too. So Trinity is a mystery many times we don't understand. But it's also something we need to grasp as foundation of our faith, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In those times when the church started, they had this big controversy about the divinity of Jesus Christ. And many said that he is a creation of God rather than creator. But the scripture clearly tells us that he is God himself, who is part of the Creator God. He was there during creation. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So John is addressing that as a very important topic about the divinity of Jesus Christ. He is God himself and not a creation of the Father. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three in one substance, three persons. A lot of times he talks about the witness of God through various means. And one of the things that John is talking about, that three witnesses that he mentions here are the Spirit, water, and the blood. There are three that testify. Verse 7, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. The witnesses are very important when we come to making decisions, especially in the court of justice, or any other cases that we have to deal with, witnesses are very important. And there are witnesses that claim to be Christian witnesses that come and knock on your door regularly. And I don't have to tell them. They call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses, but they come and knock on your door and tell you about what we believe or what we need to believe. And they have literature and things like that. We have to be very careful. They had the same problem in the early church, and it continued, and it continues even today. They are teaching that Jesus Christ, even though he is the Redeemer, he was a creation of God. That's what Jehovah's Witnesses says, and he's not God himself. He's the Son of God. And he was, when he was on this earth, he was just a human being. But that's not what we believe and what Scripture teaches. He was never outside of his divinity. Even when he was living as a human being, he was God himself. And he made witness of himself during that time. And we'll go through that as we discuss his divinity and the teaching of the Trinity. And I know it's not a very interesting subject for many of you, but as we come to the close of our doctrinal studies, we need to know what we believe, because when you get a knock on the door, you can tell them right away that we believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. Amen. Three persons in one God, one substance. Do you believe that? If not, I don't want to talk to you. Right? There's nothing to debate. Right? There's nothing to debate. They will try to get a debate with you.
Amen.
Right? So we don't want to get into arguments or debates. We believe in the Holy Scripture. That's about it. That's our foundation. And there's nothing more, nothing less. We don't want to add anything to it. We don't want to remove anything to it, from it. That's why we separated from the United Methodist Church to begin with. Because we wanted to stay on the foundation of the Scripture itself. And that's the word, God's truth, that we believe. So here John is saying that the witnesses are very important, that we need to understand who is the witness of God. There are three things that he mentions here, but there are so many other witnesses through the Scripture that we can see. Right from the beginning of the creation, we see that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit was there in one substance, one God, who created the whole universe, including humans. And we read that in the Scripture in Genesis. And as we come along, God had sent witnesses in many different ways. The prophets were witnesses of God's truth. Then many historians were witnesses. Then he came into this world to bear witness of himself in Jesus Christ. Then the apostles were witnesses. So that's what John is teaching them about the importance of witness. He's mentioning only three here, not all the witnesses that I described. The three that he is talking about is about the three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Because in the Jewish justice system, it says in the Bible also in Deuteronomy, and Jesus also said that, and Paul also said that with two or three witnesses you can confirm a fact. So that is what their foundation of the justice is. So at least three witnesses, or at least two to three witnesses, will confirm a fact in the Jewish justice system. So he is actually mentioning three about the divinity of Jesus Christ. The Spirit, the water, and the blood, they all testify as witnesses, and they all are in agreement. That's what he's saying. So these witnesses, who are these three witnesses he's talking about? The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And many preachers probably consider this: the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. That's definitely the Holy Spirit that descended on Jesus Christ during his baptism. We saw that there was a voice from heaven that declared that this is the Son of God. This is my beloved Son. Believe in him, during the baptism of Jesus Christ. And that is also, the baptism happened in the water. And the water in according to the scripture, the water is a reflection of the word of God, through which we are purified. The scripture purifies us. Just like the water cleanses our body, the scripture purifies our soul. So the Holy Spirit, the scripture, and the blood of the sinless Lamb of God. All three are in agreement that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There is no question about it, and there should not be any doubt in our minds about the divinity of Jesus Christ. The Spirit, water, and the blood. The Spirit witnesses within us. The water witnesses to the world. And the blood witnesses for all eternity. That's what the three witnesses and the importance of the three witnesses are. When Jesus Christ was in this world, he said that, if you don't believe my words, believe my words. Because my words come from the Father. And I have not spoken to you anything that did not come from the Father. So believe my words. In other words, the word of God is the testimony itself, as the witness itself that we can believe in. And also the testimony of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was about to be taken up, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter, a counselor to be with you. And he will guide you in all knowledge and truth. And the truth is the word of God himself. So the Holy Spirit was sent to confirm us in the word of God, the scripture. And then the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of the sinless Lamb of God that redeems us from our sins and cleanses us every day in this sinful world that we live in. So all these three together, taken together, are witnesses for our salvation, that there is nothing else to be added to it. Because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, the work of salvation is complete. And God himself testifies that through his Spirit, the scripture, and the sacrifice. There is nothing that we have to be afraid or to be doubtful about that. And Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And the witness of God then to Jesus Christ as the Son of God is unmistakable, unambiguous, absolutely authoritative. Verse 6, this is the one who came by water and the blood, and it is the Spirit who bears witness. Then we come to the three that agree. John says that the three are in agreement. The different moments, one constant message. Even when, throughout the history, from creation to now, from creation they were in agreement, God created each of those days that we read in the Bible, and they were in agreement that it was good. God saw it was good, every creation that he made. It was in agreement with all the three, Son, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus Christ came to this world, he gave us another aspect of witnessing to his people who believe in him. He told us who believe in Jesus Christ, you are my witnesses to this world. So not only those three are witnesses in agreement, but he also added us as a part of human church, the body of Christ, to be the witnesses in this world as we live here. And when he was about to leave this world, and we read that in Acts chapter 1, you will be with my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, along with the Spirit, water, and the blood, you and I are chosen to be part of that witness body. And that is through our lives that we are witnessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He gave me eternity, and I believe in Jesus Christ. And through our life in this world, we are witnessing to that. So we can add your name to that. Spirit, water, and the blood, and my name there. That's what the plan of salvation that God laid out, because without you and me, that plan is not complete. Heaven is not complete without you and me. That's why he sent his own Son. He loved us so much that he knows that he wants each one of us to be there. and not to be lost in this world. So in order to complete the witness, John is teaching us that we have to take that part in that witness body to testify to the life of Christ in this world. How do we do that? To reflect Christ in us. When the world sees us, they should see Jesus Christ in us. In our actions, in our words, in our everything. Here's a Christian. Not just literally, but in spirit. Christ in him is a Christian. Christ in her is a Christian. Not just by name, just not being in a garage does not make you a car, right? If you can live in a garage, does not make you a car. Or if you work in McDonald's, does not make you a hamburger either, right? Amen. Coming to church does not make you a Christian. We ought to reflect that in our lives. And I know many of us do that. When you walk around in the grocery stores, in the community, there's a glory that goes with you. Believe me, people will notice it. Because a Christian has that glory around them in their actions, in their words, in their attitudes. We are a people of hope. In the midst of despair and hopelessness, there is the Christian group. The world is surviving because of the Christians, believe me. If there was no Christian body in this world, Christ Church, what else there is to be hopeful for? People will be fighting and killing each other with the hatred and evil that is surrounding us. The church is preaching the message of love everywhere because God has chosen us to be here as witnesses. Thanks be to God for our life in this world.
Amen.
And he redeemed us. Thanks be to God for that. Then there is the cloud of witnesses also that are cheering us in heaven now. The ones that who have gone before us are waiting for us to be there in eternity with them.
Amen.
We live here as witnesses in this world, and the ones who are in eternity are cheering us on to be witnesses in eternity and cheering us from there in heaven. So that is what we want to close our doctrinal study, and next week we'll start our Christmas story during this Advent season. And as Christians, we live in this world to testify to the witness of Jesus Christ. The Spirit speaks, the Spirit leads, and the Spirit comforts. And God has given us, God's voice is the Spirit, and God's voice also revealed in the water, and God's voice also completed in the work of Jesus Christ on the sacrifice on the cross. Jesus is the Christ, he is the Lord, and he is our Savior. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we grow from this place to be affirmed and confirmed in our faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is O Come, Emmanuel, 211. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, which will be also on.
Path of knowledge.
cause us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Oh, come, great Lord of might, who to our tribes on Sinai's height, in ancient times since gave the law, in cloud and majesty. On thy mercy call. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel.
People of God, as we go from this place, be affirmed of the fact that the God who is Emmanuel is with us. He is God himself who showed up in this world to redeem us. May these witnesses strengthen your faith, anchor your heart, and remind you again and again that the one who began his work in you will be faithful to complete it. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.